This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. By the way, be careful. A little touch of snow out there I'm seeing right now, so be careful. And check us out. Be nice and warm with us on our video stream, 937thefan.com. Watch live right there at the top. And YouTube, everything that you like in elongated form, full segments, everything like that. YouTube, just type 937thefan and go ahead and bookmark it or get subscribe to it, get updates, and then it's delivered to you. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's great. That's still my favorite part is we'll do something on the air one day, and then the YouTube, the alerts you get like the next day, the notifications.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll pop up and it'll be like, you know, Jim telling some crazy story or, you know, a back and forth that we have. And I'm like, huh, that's what we look like, huh? Okay, good stuff.
Hey, yeah, I think it's really great. All right, tell me this. We're not doing this, are we? We're not doing this as a society. Now, I heard Amy Lawrence earlier today, which I'm not doing as a society, but it was on, okay? It was on over the speakers in here. And so I turn it up because to let people behind the curtain a little bit, when I'm listening to sound or we're listening to sound and figure out what we want to play for our show, there's this audio mechanism that the way the box works, you have to turn up the sound that we're doing, but it also plays the feed from down the line in a couple different channels. So when you turn it up, you also turn up Amy Lawrence incrementally with that.
So, or Matt, if he's doing his show, yeah.
Correct. But I was doing it earlier while Amy Lawrence was still on. So she's talking about having Joe Green on. She taped Joe Green, I guess, yesterday in the afternoon. I don't know. And she's going to play it tomorrow or something like that. So she's talking about, she goes, I just can't wait. It's going to be all over social media. I asked Joe Green about his commercial, and he's such a great guy. It was good stuff from Amy Lawrence. Okay. But then she said, when I put it on social media, I wrote it down so I get this right. She said, I can't wait because I think it'll really up the hits on our MetaFace page.
The what?
You know how they went over that rebrand? She's not calling Facebook MetaFace.
Is that what it's? It's Facebook, man.
I think it might be the official term. I don't know. But nobody's doing this.
No, Facebook's Facebook.
If you call it MetaFace, is there anybody that knows what you're talking? Then I couldn't figure out if it
was MetaFace or MetaSpace. It doesn't matter because I'm not calling it that.
Right. Was she doing it tongue-in-cheek or is she honestly?
No, I've heard her use I heard her make a reference to Meta something last week sometime when I was driving in.
I think she thinks you got to call it that.
And I was like, are we calling it that now? I didn't think anything of it, you know, because she just moved on with the conversation. But no, nobody's calling it that.
You can't do that.
Nobody's calling it that.
Except her. There's no way we can do this. There's no way as a society we can do this. This is one of those things that we've grown so accustomed to calling it the name of what it is, which is Facebook.
Right.
We can't go back and call it MetaSpace.
That officially makes, if Amy's doing that, that makes her the second person on the planet, apart from Mark Zuckerberg, who's actually calling it MetaSpace or MetaFace or whatever the hell it's supposed to be. They want it to be called now.
I will never call it that other than to poke fun at Amy Lawrence for calling it that. It's a ludicrous that anybody's even thinking of this in that vein.
MetaFace.
She said it in full. I mean,
hey,
here we go. May as well call it Equate instead of Tylenol. Like, seriously. It ain't happening. Metaface.
Metaface?
Now, speaking of Metaface.
No.
Okay, now back to the Metaface for a minute. There is nothing that started out. I was thinking about this after she said it, too.
Okay.
There is nothing, I think, in the world that started out and then morphed into something it was not when you look at the beginning of the timeline to what it is now, more so than Facebook. Facebook, honestly, I do think started out as a pretty, I don't want to say innocent, but it may have started out as something that was it was good-natured and connecting the world. And at least for us that was naive to it when it started and it launched was like, this is going to be great. We're going to connect with former classmates. Mm-hmm. We're going to go ahead and we are going to post pictures of our kids. It started before we had kids, I think a lot of us. We're going to keep up with people. Wow, if we have a classmate that decided to move to the UK or something, this is a great way to keep up with them. Now it is nothing but hostility.
Well, and remember, even before that, it was just like sort of a replacement of sorts for MySpace. Remember MySpace?
Yes, yes.
I don't think I ever had a profile on MySpace because it was here and gone in the blink of an eye, it felt like. But it was just something, it was kind of like an update. It was the next step. It was the step between MySpace and Twitter, right? Facebook was that. It should have just been that incremental step between the two. Instead, like you said, it kind of became this place where, you know, people would share things and, you know, then it became photos and videos. And then all of a sudden it became wild conspiracy theories and it became arguing about politics. And then it just,
yes.
I'll be honest. I don't like going on it. I've my opinion of some people who I like has dipped because of what I see them post with and interact with.
Oh, there's people that there's people I won't. There's people I now dislike that I thought I liked for my whole life.
Yeah.
That now I just disassociate with because of the way that they comport themselves on Facebook.
I've had to mute people on Facebook. I don't know if it's called mute or unfollowing or whatever the hell.
Give it a break, I believe. There's
is that what it is?
There. This is give them a break.
Give me a break.
Yes.
A great early 80s sitcom. Anyway, I've had to do that with people who like I've known since I was in like sixth grade. Like since I was a little kid and I've been friends with them forever. And it's like, man, you've really gone off the deep end with this stuff. Like I can't see it every day. You're posting 6, 7, 8, 9 times a day about the same. It's just, it's nonsense. Find a hobby.
There are, and I've brought this up before, there are people I follow. This is probably bad. And I'm probably just as guilty as the people posting in terms of not adding to society. There are people that I should unfollow on Facebook, but I follow just to see the depths in which their lives sink. Not that they're going to anything drastic, but just how the lunacy in which they're involved in is like a reality show to me on Facebook.
Yeah, no, my wife fills me in on a lot of that. She sees it. There's a guy that she went to high school with who's now, I don't know, he's a plumber or a carpenter or something, does work, you know, I guess posts videos all the time. And they're like loony out there videos.
Right.
And so she'll show me the updates, but like, I can only handle so much of that even. Like, if I want to see nuttiness and craziness, I'll go on the internet on, like, WorldStar or something. You know, Facebook, all I want to do is say, hey, here's a cute picture of my kids with Santa Claus. Now, you show me something that's, you know, heartwarming from your life. Or, you know, can we limit it to just nice things. Is that possible?
Yeah, I don't know what here's where I've arrived. I don't know what I want out of Facebook. If somebody were to ask me, and so I ask myself, what do you want out of Facebook and what do you get out of it? I don't know. I don't know the benefits of it. I don't.
You know
I don't know why I have it still.
It's actually detrimental, to be honest, because it makes you feel, and this is what I mean, not just from all the nonsense and the toxicity on there, but it makes you feel, I think, unfortunately, more connected to people than you really are. I'll give
weirdos.
An example.
Yeah.
No, not just weirdos, but like people that you would like to be connected to. So, for example, I have a really good friend. Went to college with him. He's from Jersey. We lived together for a couple years when it was a bunch of guys living in one house. And he works for the Islanders now, right? He works in their developmental program.
Okay.
And he's always posting updates on his son because his son's like 4 or 5 years old now. And, you know, you'll tap a little like, you know, of a picture of his son skating for the first time, or, you know, things like that. And you feel engaged. Like, I can tell you, I haven't picked up the phone and called my former roommate, Pat Fung, who now works for the Islanders.
But you don't have
from
to.
New York. But here's the problem. I would much rather have that genuine interaction. Hey, Pat, what's up? Yeah, how's Spence doing? Good? Okay, great. Awesome, dude. Saw the photo. Just wanted to say hi. But I don't. I'm lazy. I'm on Facebook, so I just tap the like button. I wish we could do it. Can we do away with the like buttons in the comments, maybe? And just,
well,
I see your photo.
Well, because we put social currency and value in them, but they're not real.
Or if I see a photo, I can just tap on a thing that dials your number if I have it. And I'm like, hey, what's up, man? I just saw the picture of your kid. That was really cool. He's out there skating for the first time.
That's investing too much, though.
But see, I feel like it gives us an excuse to not invest. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm with you. But it is, every time I walk away from Facebook after looking at it for a while, not every time, 85 to 90%, I go, why am I doing this? What is happening here? I don't feel better about the transaction than I did beforehand.
No.
I feel worse. It's like, Fauci vaccine, bada, 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 bada.
And here's the thing. You got to pull the ripcord. You got to hope that the first three or four things you scroll through are good, happy, heartwarming things. Like I said, kids with Santa Claus getting their picture taken, or, you know, the kid's first time doing this, or, hey, we got a fundraiser. Let's help out this family. Things like that.
Yeah.
That stuff. Great. All on board with it. And then you got to hope that it takes like three or four scrolls before you finally get to the, oh, did you hear that there's a chip in the, and it's going to go straight to your brain and you're going to get a cell reception in your head. And, but no.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, right. I know. Like, oh, Wendy Bell and Fat Brock. And I'm just like, what is going on here? Why do I need to know about these guys in the Capitol building and blah, 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 blah.
Matt, you're really good at staying
just
positive.
Show me Santa Claus pictures.
How do you handle Facebook?
Correct.
I don't go on it.
Yeah.
I really don't. The only time I go on Facebook is to post stuff for here, for the fan.
And so,
do you have a personal account?
I do, but I
but
honestly,
you don't use it at all, because I don't think I've ever seen it.
No. I maybe go on Facebook and scroll through it once a month, if that. And that's just be like a random time.
The only time I open it is when I see a little red dot, and I'm like, okay, what's this?
Yeah.
And I go check on it, and then I dip in and I dip out.
There's, like you guys are saying, it is not worth it. There's nothing I get out of it, really.
Just mad.
Yeah.
All I get is mad. It gives me is a headache.
And it's all crap.
You don't easily get mad,
no.
Matt.
No, but I just don't want to be, like, I just don't want to have my head filled with all that stuff.
Toxicity.
Just all the, negativity.
I guess here's the main part of it for me. Is on Facebook when you go to it. It blows my mind the amount of people that take as gospel things that are delivered to them by people who are unqualified to deliver messages. They will take a Facebook meme that has a quoted stat on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no...
There's no backup for it.
No, and it'll be like a neighbor down the street, and I'm not saying I have a neighbor like this, but like a neighbor down the street will talk to another and be like, did you know that 4.8 million people, when they went and got the vaccine,
they grew a third arm
and got in a car wreck as soon as they left? Well, how do you know? It was on Facebook.
Yeah.
And like... The fact that so many people, I'm not just talking about the vaccine stuff.
Everything. Yeah.
They'll be like, did you know that 38 million, it takes 2,498 muscles to smile and just one to frown? Where did you get that? I seen it on Facebook.
Yeah, I seen it.
Right. What? And they take that as gospel, these memes and otherwise intelligent people.
Look, I'm convinced you could put
Really 26 hours in a day. It was in the Mayan calendar way back. Where'd you say? It was on a meme.
That's why we got daylight savings.
Right. Did you know that?
You could put anyone, I'm convinced, by the way, not to make this vaccine or COVID-centric, because it's like you said, it is all kinds of nonsense. But you could put anyone in either a suit and tie, right, or a set of scrubs, and sit them down in front of a cell phone camera and have them say whatever they want. And someone can put it on Facebook, and the certain percentage of people are going to believe it just because of the way that person's dressed. I saw a guy. I think he was a doctor.
The only thing from Facebook that might be different for me than it is for you guys is that the only thing that I might get out of it is the people from high school or college that I see, I'm like, oh, they're married now. Or, oh, they have a kid now. Like, oh, look at that.
But wouldn't it be nice if you saw that photo and you're like, you know what, I can tap something and I can reach out to them real quick. Send them an email. Send them a note, you know? But we don't. We just tap the like button and then we move on with our day like they even saw that of the 76 people who liked their photo.
But that is the only thing that I will get out of scrolling through Facebook.
Right.
That's it.
And then the third comment, nice kid, nice kid. Oh, man, is he beautiful. Is he allowed to go to the Christmas party or not? Are you all vaccinated?
Why doesn't he have a mask on?
Right. The third comment will be, exactly, the third comment will, why don't gents have masks on?
See you later. I'm out.
Right. It's just wild. It's wild. Good morning. Go check out our Facebook page, 937 The Fan. We love it.
Wait, no. Right. Our MetaFace page.
Yes. Ray Fittipaldo, 8 o'clock. We talked to him, Doug Whaley, the whole 9 o'clock hour. Three questions to start the show today. Three of them. I got three questions to get moving that I don't know if I have an answer for. Actually, I don't. I can't answer them, and that's why they're questions.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.